It is time once again for the radio voice, the RV of the Evangel Home in Fresno. This is Heartline, the Evangel Home ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Here now, your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thanks, Ken. We appreciate so much. I say try this again because cleverly the operator forgot to hit the on button on the record machine and wondered why nothing was happening. But now something appears to be happening. And so Heartline begins. And today we are in Jerry Brenneman's other office in the daycare center at Evangel Home. And Jerry is here with the new director of the child care ministry here at Evangel Home. And we're going to interview Kira, find out about her in just a minute. But Jerry, first of all, we really don't want to run out of time. We're getting close to the banquet. Let's start there, and then we'll introduce Kira and talk with her. So remind everybody, we're coming up on September the
20th. Right. September 20th, our banquet. This year, Rick Alonzo, who calls himself Artist in Motion, is our attractive, or our attractive. He's probably attractive, I'm not sure. Our attraction. He does remarkable paintings. They're spontaneous. He's on the stage throwing paint, kicking, doing all sorts of martial arts. And he makes these wonderful pictures. Usually they're religious in nature. Often they have Jesus in them. And you're just not expecting, because I think he also paints upside down. So even if you're trying to figure out what he's doing, you can't. Very excited to have Rick. He's going to do, I think, three pieces of art on the stage that we will then auction off. Going to be a very lively, lively evening. Again, tickets are the same that they have been for several years, only $30. Tables are, they seat 10, $300, so you really don't get a huge break for buying a table. The break is if you buy a ticket. And we'll, again, start at 6:30, and even though we have a jam-packed night, we still are trying very hard to have people out of there by 8:30, 8:45. Two of our women will be giving their testimony, and I've already talked with them. I'm very excited about that. Volunteer of the Year Award. So we have all sorts of exciting things, but I think this one is going to really move. And I've warned people, well, actually, I've told them. I promised them if they sit in the front, they won't get splattered with paint, but you never know.
You never know. That's why you issue the raincoats, just in case. Just kidding. That's Tuesday, September 20th, at the Radisson, downtown Fresno, 6:30 is start time. So plan to arrive a little early. But first of all, call Evangel Home and arrange for your tickets, 264-4714. I hope we just pack the place out. People will really enjoy the evening. It's going to be a terrific time. Introduce Kira, and let's find out about her.
Okay. Well, I was telling you on the way over here, Jim, that we've had some staff vacancies in the last couple of months.
I'm going to interrupt you just for a second. For those who may be hearing the noise in the background, we are in the daycare area, and there's a little kids' movie going on the TV. Two little ladies laying down at nap time watching a movie. So that's what you hear in the background. Yeah. Go ahead, Jerry.
Two little ladies also trying to do their best Donald Duck imitation, thanks to a very well-known interviewer. Anyway, several months ago, we had the opportunity to we had to fill a few vacancies on staff. And I took a chance and hired some people who scarcely were born when I started working here, which was the most incredibly amazing thought. And Kira is that way. Kira was, how old are you, 23?
Mm-hmm. 23.
I've been here 23 years. That is the most amazing thing, Jim, to sit and look in the eyes of somebody that was not born when I started here. And Kira is one of four 20-somethings. And you can look at that and think, you can't hire a 20-something. They don't know anything. They know a lot. You can train them to do what has to be done. You cannot train what I would call the soft skills, the honesty, the trust, the integrity. And one thing that I so admire about them is they have an energy, not just a physical energy because they're young, but that energy that they haven't tried things before. So, yeah, let's do this. Where the rest of us are thinking, ugh, it's probably not going to work, or we've done that before. The energy you have from trying things again and again and trying things maybe for the first time is something that you really have to have. And so I really appreciate the kid generation, whatever you guys call yourself, the X or the Y or the whatever. I call you the kids. And so Kira is our daycare manager. We're not sure whether she's a daycare director or what she is. The kids call her teacher, which I think is just the best of all. And she's only been here maybe a month and has made a tremendous impact already in daycare.
Well, wonderful. The place was all neat and tidy. We came around the corner. The toys were in place. It had been washed down and everything. So that's pretty impressive before we even walk in the door. Let's find out about Kira. Where were you born and raised?
I'm actually from Fresno, California. I'm out in Clovis right now, but I was Fresno born and raised, went to school at Azusa Pacific for 4 years, got my undergrad degree in psychology, and then moved back home.
And why Evangel Home? Did you see? How'd you find out about it and decide to apply?
I've known about the Evangel Home for years, actually through my mother. She used to bring me here. I was familiar with Jerry and the ladies and the work that they did here. And several years ago, I was actually the daycare assistant, and I always told people it was the best job I had. I loved it. I loved the kids. I loved the women. I loved what they did here. So then when the opportunity came up about 2 months ago, I just jumped at it. I had been praying for months for God to get me out of the job that I was in. And then this came along, and it was just like God saying, all right, I provided this for you. Go back home.
Wow. Isn't that something? Your mom was a volunteer here?
No, she had known Jerry for years. And so it was just kind of a mutual thing.
Okay. You're going to say something, Jerry?
No, I was just thinking about when Kira said, God said, okay, made a way now. Go back home, and referring to here as home. We hear that so often from the women.
Yeah.
I remember when I got here, that was my thought. It's like, oh yeah, I'm home now. And that's a really important dimension to this whole ministry, is that it is called Evangel Home, and we want it to be a home.
Yeah, so many times. One of the questions, Kira, I almost always ask a woman, one of our residents, is, okay, you knocked on the door, you walked in, looked around, and thought... And I'd say 70% of the time, the answer was, it's not a barracks, it's a home. It's different from the expectations and visions I had of a shelter situation. Let's go back a little bit. Have you always had a heart for the downtrodden, the underdog? Would you say that's been your heart?
I'd say so. I mean, I grew up in the church setting, and I was always very involved helping people, setting up ministries, going on missions trips. So I've always been drawn to those less fortunate. I've always been drawn to help and do what I can. So being here was a natural fit for me.
So you've been here a month. How many kids do you typically have through your place here today?
Oh, gosh.
No typical, huh?
Yeah, there is really no typical. My first day here, there was one kid for a couple of hours, and that was it. I've had as many as, I think, 10 or 12 in a day. For the most part, it's right around 5, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She gets more of the kids, like, in the morning during chapel, because the gals in the crisis home have their kids here. But when chapel is over, they have to pick up their kids. So then she has the kids who are in the program. When school starts in a little bit, then that changes again. And she might have one or two kids most of the day until more women get in the apartments. We have two women here who are expecting babies, not momentarily, but in a couple months. So then Kira's going to have to switch gears and become the infant sitter for a while also.
Okay.
Here, Jim, I want to say, when I said Kira has had an impact on daycare after a month, I remember when she started, and one of her concerns, as I have noticed with the 20-somethings, is, I'm not as old as some of these women. What are they going to think? You know, how can I give them any advice when I haven't been through what they've been through, and I don't have any kids? And the women don't need that. They don't need us to have been in their shoes. They don't need us to have the same situation they do. They really have respected Kira for what she's done with their kids, and she has done something with some of their kids that they haven't done. So they see that, they appreciate it. And I don't know, Kira, if that dissolved from your thoughts the first day, what are the women going to think? But it doesn't seem like it's been any issue at all.
Yeah.
Would you say that's true, that the women have been very supportive? And have they learned from you? They've been willing to learn?
I think... not necessarily willing to learn, but I mean, I feel like when you come here, a lot of the women, they kind of step back and they kind of watch you to see your personality, your character, what you're going to do, especially with their kids. And I'm always very careful of that because when you're dealing with someone's kids, it's very personal. And so I try and be as open as I can with them, but give them a lot of structure too. And I think just having, you know, the structure for their kids and someplace safe for them to be and somewhere for them to have a creative outlet, I think is as they've watched me, I think they've become very comfortable with me.
Yeah, now let's be very careful here. I'm sure, because we were talking a little bit, I heard you and Jerry discussing, it's not babysitting. You're actually engaging in activities and challenging and trying to shape these kids day to day.
Yeah, when I came here, I purposefully said, I don't just want this to be free play where they run around crazy all day. They come in and they get some of their energy out. Then we have chapel time. And then we go and we have arts and crafts time. After that is snack time. After that is some free play time. They have story time. Then when they come back, they have to lay down. They have to have nap time or, you know, lack of nap time, watching a movie, chatting and making Donald Duck noises. And, you know, but it's you know, the fact that they have to lay down and rest. And then after that, they get up and we do, right now we're going through the alphabet. So we read an alphabet book. They do more coloring. They do snack time. We're also doing healthy habits where they learn what's healthy and not healthy. We made healthy smoothies last week. After that is some more free play time where they can just get out their energy and they're doing puzzles and they're doing beads. And the older girls are learning sewing, which I think is fantastic. They have a reading program, which they're doing. So I'm trying to do a lot of things very purposefully to keep them engaged.
Do you provide that kind of training for some old guys? I'm sorry, Jerry.
You're welcome to join in today.
I think this old guy would just love one of your oatmeal facials.
Oh.
It is the funniest thing, Jim. I came over here one day. Well, one of the little people who's here is Lala, Ruby's daughter. And Ruby is on staff. Lala is 11, and during summer, staff kids sometimes get to be here. And being 11, being 11 means she was 10, and we are praying she'll be 12.
And I'm sorry, but I just looked at the clock, and we're down to 5 seconds of time.
Okay.
So, Kira, bless your heart. I'm excited for the kids who are here. It's more of a preschool. It's definitely not just babysitting and keeping them from destroying things or damaging each other. So God bless you in that endeavor. And my listening friends, I apologize. We're out of time, so we'll look forward to getting together next opportunity, Lord willing,
with
an oatmeal facial, perhaps, here at Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno. Find them on the World Wide Web at evangelhome.org. That phone number in the 559 area code again, 264-4714. Thank you for being a listener today. If you weren't there, nobody would hear it. And tune in again next weekend, same time, same station, for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.